Good day, everyone. Welcome to the latest episode of the Dental Success Today Practice Profit Accelerator Podcast. Scott Manning, welcome to the SHOW show.
Well, that's a new one. I like that. Kevin, yeah, thanks for having me and always organizing this. You know, as we call it, the halftime. You know, usually it's the halftime of the month, although we usually don't do it at the half point. This is the half point of the year. So this is the profit accelerator for the mid-year. We did a double whammy, June, July, back-to-back, 1-2 punch, and now we get to set our sights on the future and all about creation. And specifically, I know you're going to talk to us about the number one most important thing in life, which is quality of communication and preparation. So let's do it.
Yeah, sounds good. Well, you know, as you were mentioning there, Scott, today I believe that it would be highly beneficial to continue our conversation from last month. So we started to wrap up the first half of the year. Now we're kicking it off. So as you stated, kind of, you know, bookending these things together here to give us this platform, because we want to keep building upon the assessments that we're making from all of our efforts and the effectiveness of the first half of the year, with the intention of making smart adjustments. Remember, smart adjustments, not adjustments for the sake of it, and or additions so that, you know, we can have a strong second half no matter where you are on the spectrum. So where I'd like to begin is, and let's keep this broad and we'll dial it in, with regards to leveling up our communication and creating and executing on disciplined days. As you know, Scott, we talk about this a lot and almost joke about it, is how communication has always been from day one the number one area of opportunity for every team, every practice in North America, and I'm certain beyond. And I know there's countless ways that we can go with this. So without further ado, why don't we dive in? And Scott, take it away, my friend.
Well, you know, first of all, Kevin, I appreciate the way you set it up. And you used my favorite word here. But I want to just talk about three elements of this. And this is not going to be new, and that's kind of the whole point. The whole point is that the daily disciplines are what lead to success. And in fact, it's often not the, you know, the long bomb down the field touchdown or the one home run of the game. You know, it's all the little things throughout the field of play that lead to the greatest victories, and more importantly, the consistency and that whole work smarter, not harder idea. So to level ourselves up, we start with understanding that every day, I believe that the principles are, number one, to be prepared. You have to prepare for success. Now, most of the time, our preparation has to do with knowing patience, discovering opportunity, having a very organized, structured schedule for success. So you could make a list. Just you could stop right here 5 minutes into this conversation. And if you did a team activity where you said, what are all the ways that we could prepare for success? Room setup, daily flow, treatment plan, completion. Like, it goes on and on. On a phone call, we take a reservation fee or a prepay or an evaluation fee, whatever, to set ourselves up for success. So in every instance, now specifically today we're talking about going into a morning huddle. It's not just about doing a huddle. It's about being prepared, not just for the day, but for the huddle, as example. So preparation is the responsibility of true professionals, right? The second part is visualization. So visualizing the outcome. You know, we call it maybe role play, you run through the practice, all these things. And we're going to dive more into that in a second. But in the morning huddle, it's not transactional, just like our patient interaction isn't transactional. It's really got to be experiential in how we talk through what's supposed to happen. So as an example, a daily approach would be we're looking through the day in advance, and we're not just having foresight, as in see what's going to happen. Instead, we're having visualizing of the outcomes that we want to create. We are taking fingerprints to the day, and you're not going to do that in real time. Oh, I mean, you can be so good and you can do it in real time, but even the best miss stuff. You're going to look ahead and you're going to engineer and again, play out the way you want success to be. So preparing for success, visualizing success, and then you must have accountability, all right? You have to make sure that at the end of the day, there is accountability to outcome. And Kevin, you know, I always say, who wants to be held accountable? Well, I'll tell you, people who want to be successful don't need to be held accountable by other people because they care so much about the outcome that they hold their self accountable. Okay? And so I love accountability, responsibility. These are things that go hand in hand. If you are responsible, you have the ability to respond and control outcome. If you're accountable, okay, then you want to be a person who checks in on your work. So that's the daily success system, not in tactic form, which we're going to get to, but in conceptual form. Be prepared, visualize success, and then be accountable for what the actual results were, and then rinse and repeat. So I'll stop there, Kevin, throw it back to you. You always make it much more tactical and tangible to drive results. But these are the things that nobody ever talks about. Anything short of these three things is just going through the motions. It's being reactive and versus being proactive to creating success, you know, on purpose. Success on demand is success by discipline. Kevin, are you there? Do we still have you? Am I lost? Are you lost?
Oh, I think I'm here.
Okay, good.
I was taking so many notes from what you said. I had myself on mute. Goodness gracious.
That's all right. Yeah, that's good. Listen, I had to ask only because I'm so used to talking to myself and nobody answers back. So
I love it. Well, listen, what I started to say there while I was still on mute was I love all of it because it's in my nature to be a preparer, a planner, and sometimes I can be a little bit obsessive about it, and I get myself in trouble there, and so I've got to find my own balance too. Having said that, you know, it's important for me to do my best, so I'm pulling this out of the practice, giving a different example about how it's important for me to give myself the best opportunity to be at my best in action every given day rather than have my time of action, email response, phone calls, team meetings, whatever it is, where I have to think, what am I supposed to be doing? Where am I supposed to be going? All these different kind of things because it absorbs energy, it's distracting, and it takes away time that I could be using to spend more time with a person, more time with a group, more time so that I can have a better pace of conversation. And so that's why I love how you go in your number one point of be prepared. And I wrote a whole multi-week series on this in my Thursday messages, because it literally will give you the platform to be as successful, find it personally, in any given day. I mean, could you imagine, you know, like for me, I've got a schedule no different than a doctor, just like you, Scott, any of our team members. And you know, could you imagine if I'm like trying to figure out, okay, here's where I'm at. Where am I supposed to go next? Well, where am I supposed to be 2 hours from now? Like, okay, I'd be so worried about that stuff that it wouldn't matter. And the reason why I spend a little bit of time on this is because we, as you stated, we don't have to have accountability if we all take personal ownership to know what we're doing, have the plan in place, and then boom, we go execute. Then where we don't have to communicate so much is that now we just have to talk about the nuances that happen throughout the day in these last minute adjustments, new highlights, new information that come to light, patients are acting crazy today, whatever the case is going to be. And so you can become more effective in communication by being prepared because you don't have to talk about so much in a given day. And then the other thing that I wanted to just add on to from what you were saying there, because it does attach into, you know, the visualization accountability. So we visualize, here's where I want the day to go. You're right, like that's the whole value-based scheduling approach. We start with the anchor, we build our way through. By the end of the day, we should be easing into it if you buy into that philosophy and schedule in that manner. Well, wouldn't it be wonderful if at the end of every day we give ourselves a grade on how we did with the schedule? Team, I know we're 10 minutes away from getting out of here, and here we are at our PM, our afternoon huddle. I wanted to let you know that I'm giving us a grade of 90% on our schedule today. We totally crushed it. The only reason we didn't get 100 was because we were so kind to get, you know, Mrs. Smith in because she was having an issue with tooth number, whatever. And she was very grateful, even though it caused a little bit of a mess. She's one of our best, and so we were happy to do it. Wonderful job. And by the way, let me just point out to you the three reasons why I believe we got a 90% today. Boom! Let's recreate this. And then on the flip side, hey, you know, we had a day, okay? Like, I didn't even give us 50% today because it was a total mess. Here's why I think it happened. Let's try to avoid that in the future. And so it's like this opportunity to be able, in a non-judgmental, team-focused approach, to be able to hold each other accountable for whatever the mission is. I'm using schedule just as one example. It could be, hey, I had seven conversations about insurance today. We were 6 out of 7. Congratulations. I mean, like, play with it however you want. Whatever's most meaningful for you, whatever are most frustrating for you, whatever's the thing that you're highlighting that you're trying to work on, to be able to elevate the experience you're providing, not just for patients, but for all of you as team. Because the culture we create is dependent upon how we communicate, how we prepare to execute in a way that everybody believes we have a favorable outcome. Otherwise, it creates angst because now people want to start blaming each other. And that's no fun, and it's not even appropriate. And so, Scott, I just wanted to share those few things in some specifics about these three topics because to me, again, as we speak about often, we can avoid a lot of the frustrations that exist within our practice if we just slow it down a little bit to do the work necessary to allow us to run at a pace that works so well.
Wow. Well, yeah. I mean, look, I just really want to second that. And as I usually say on these, go back and re-listen. As you play through each one of the applications that Kevin just gave you, what you find is you find de-stressed, right? You find not only slowing the pace down, but dramatically elevating your ability to stay in control. And when you stay in control, you're able to see things clearly. You're able to be more confident. And so, again, just like I went back to what can you – if everybody were to say, how can I better prepare for success in our practice, what does preparing for success look like? Okay, you know, you make it the list, and then you figure out how to build that into your daily application. You do the same thing with visualizing in the morning huddle. Kevin has a great flow within the morning huddle, step-by-step checklist. The one thing that I would just add to Kevin's point of slowing down is that if we've identified that famous saying, begin with the end in mind. So in a daily flow, the begin with the end in mind is obviously hitting the four pillars. Proper, complete, comprehensive diagnosis, presenting all the treatment all the time, driving case success, but following through, those two things, diagnosis, case success, that leads to, you must track those numbers. If you truly care about the patient relationship, you're going to monitor the data. And then you say the prepayment, collections. Well, we these are the things that we have to really see clearly to slow down the pace. We miss the most important points. So begin with the end in mind. We know our targets. We can look at a month in advance and know exactly what we need to achieve on a daily basis in order to hit our goals. To say, how would we ever not hit our goals? It's only if we get caught up in the busyness and get distracted from outcome-focused actions. Well, grab those three words, okay? And apply to every team member listening, to every position, and now listen to this because this comes back to morning huddle, to every patient appointment. If we said, what are the outcome-driven actions that need to occur in this appointment? New photographs, updated x-ray, rediscuss patient treatment, go over a sleep study, ortho presentation, you know, simply engage the patient, congratulate on success, and talk about a referral or a testimonial or a review. There's always an outcome. The outcome cannot be the patient shows up. The outcome cannot be what's already in the schedule. Those things are as good as done. It needs to be what is next. Where do we go from here? How do we continue, evolve, elevate? Right, this opportunity to make an impact on a person. So that leads us then also outcome-driven collections, value-based schedule. And so then this whole idea of slow down, you know, we're talking morning huddle. I think Kevin may elaborate. In the morning huddle, I like to say the advanced strategy is not just what is each patient. Most people are just talking about what's, you know, appointments, not even thinking about patients. Maybe at best they review charts. Maybe at best they look at health history, or they look at unscheduled treatment. And, you know, my famous lines is, it's not what's in the schedule, it's what isn't. It's not what's in the chart, it's what isn't, right? It's not what can we see in the mouth, it's what can't we see in the mouth. And there is all the possibility-based dentistry. But the other place, though, is not just role-playing through outcomes and triangles of trust and clinical yeses. Technically, in the morning huddle, you should identify what's a clinical yes look like for every patient. What is the objective in our tag team clinical triangle? Where do we need, okay, the front team, the business team, to help facilitate the exit triangle, the treatment summary triangle? So all of this stuff, it doesn't take more time if you're more poignant and you understand the purpose of the communication. But the other place that I think Kevin really brings to light is slowing down, and we always talk about patient experience. We always talk about slow down conversation, slow down emotional connection, slow down so that you make complete triangles of trust to the business team. But also, at the end of the day, don't be in such a hurry that you leave loose ends. Don't be in such a hurry that you leave messages at the end of the day that are either going to cause confusion, they're going to cause extra work on the back end, they're going to cause additional stress, additional work, all these things. Okay, make sure that you close up properly at the end of the day. And that's that accountability piece. Accountability is, do we have integrity with what we said at the beginning of the day? Is every patient accounted for? Okay? Are there next steps in place for every relationship? Not treatment plan, not procedure, not appointment. And, you know, Kevin, one of the things, and I'll throw it back to you, there shouldn't be surprises. People, the schedule is built out for most people listening to this month, at least a month. But at the worst case, you know, a week or 2 weeks. So if there's no surprises. Now, you're going to have cancellation, no-show, adjustment, people leave messages, but in the emergencies. But in the next 7 to 10 days, 2 weeks' time, the schedule's already there. So if we need to prepare in advance, if we need to make adjustments or changes, if we need to be out ahead of the calendar, ahead of the conversation, ahead of the appointments. And when we do that, that's what this bookending the day really is all about. And that's what takes a team to the next level, is that we're not just dealing with spontaneity. Okay? We are structured, disciplined, we've controlled the approach to the day, and we have closed up the day properly to be able to compound and build. Kevin?
Yeah, listen, Scott, so much good there. As you say, stop here, rewind, listen to it again, because there's so many principles there that help to smooth out the days, create more consistency throughout the days. And just to give, you know, some specifics, Scott, you were alluding to, this little structure, let's call it, to a morning huddle. And this came from, I've had this asked of me, I can't even tell you how many times over the years. Most specifically, though, this is just a few weeks ago, where a doctor came to me and says, hey, you know, the morning huddles are going well. They're kind of off the rails again, and we're back to what it used to be. And people aren't engaged. It's not as effective, the whole deal. And as a result, shocking, you know, the days aren't going as smoothly, maybe as well financially or whatever the case is, but it's just way more chaotic and hectic. And so what I said is, I said, well, here's what I would do, and this isn't just for a morning huddle. This could be for a PM huddle. This could be during a lunch break. This could be whatever it is literally come up with something that you believe is a, for lack of a better term, a script, right? Like, so I got these seven things that I'm going to get through in the morning in order to create consistency, number one. Number two, so I don't have to think, what am I supposed to do again this morning? It's been a crazy morning. Didn't get a lot of sleep last night. I didn't have my coffee, and here I am, and I'm supposed to lead the morning huddle. I don't even know where I am. Okay, well, give yourself a guide to be able to give yourself the platform to be successful when you're not at your best. That's the purpose of preparation. That's the purpose of organization. That's the purpose of thinking through as many things as we can to set ourselves up for success, which ultimately sets up other people for success. And so, you know, just as an example, I'll share with you. I said, hey, if I'm the doctor, here's exactly what I would do if I was leading the morning huddle. I would start out with something positive, motivational quote, just got to get people having their brains work as their friend, not as their enemy, because we're all bringing a bunch of baggage in the morning. It's just a matter of to what degree. And then I would go to, okay, team, now we've done that. We're fired up. We're ready to go. We've swept away the cobwebs from the evening. Let's talk about what's the opportunity for the day. What patients are coming in, patients of record, who have a treatment they haven't said yes to. Today's going to be the day we're going to get them to say yes. And then new patients. Hey, let's make sure we all are aware of what new patients are coming in, when they're coming in, and what we need to know about that. Done. Okay. Where are the opportunities in the schedule? This is the one. This is what everybody complains about. Schedule's falling apart. Schedule's not the way I want it. Schedule this, schedule that. There could be more people that just, if this is all you change, was I'm going to show up every day, since I'm the guy, I'm the king of the schedule. I'm going to show up every day, and I'm going to tell you for the next 2 weeks, when do I have an anchor appointment available? What days do I need help filling effectively and productively, not just for the sake of it? And where am I going to slot emergencies for the day because we happen to get a lot of people who call for emergencies? Whatever that is, where are my new patients going to go? Where are my opportunities? So now we're all taking notes, and we can be helpful. We can be a team together to guide patients into where that is. That's important information. Would love to know that. Have there been any changes in the schedule? Good to report on. Today's a good day. Nothing happened. All right, team, let's go get it. Done. 10 seconds. Nope, this patient didn't show up, or this patient, whatever it is. Here's the changes. Or we're doing a new procedure. Whatever that, you know, because everybody complains about that too. Well, something happened with the procedure with the patient. Well, it sure would have been nice if we'd have known. Well, how are we not telling each other that? It's a little bit important stuff. Any questions? Okay, team, any questions for today's patient? Nope. Okay. General questions. Nope. All right. Final words. Here we go. Boom. It's not completely comprehensive, done, out the door. Everybody could customize it a little bit more. Yet it still gives the platform to be more successful, more in the know, connected as a team, so thus the patients have a better experience because I've taken the guesswork out of it. And I've created a new habit and a new routine by simply doing something different, something I've adjusted, because for whatever reason, this particular thing is not working out. How do I change that? And you can take that same principle that I've just described there, and apply it to any aspect of your day. This isn't about a huddle. I hope you know that. I'm simply giving you a specific example because we could do another one similar to that for the afternoon huddle or whatever the case would be. So, Scott, I don't want to take up too much time because, you know, we are running up on the clock like we normally do. We always think, man, are we going to fill this 30 minutes? And here we are. We could sit here for an hour. So I want to encourage everyone to do this. Here's your homework. Find a frustration point. Find a point that's a bottleneck and do this exercise. How can we better script it out, prepare, plan so that it doesn't happen again and fix it, at least, you know, hopefully fix it once and for all?
Wow. Well, Kevin, it's gracious. So I took a ton of notes from what you just said, and I want to just piggyback on the homework assignments. I think that's exactly the point, is Kevin's idea of how can we, you know, pick a frustration and unwind it. What I would just add to that is I gave you some preparation stuff and whatnot. So, the one of the things we love talking about, which, by the way, goes straight into building complete health treatment plans, and that is the best way to, you know, solve a problem is to prevent the problem. And so I think that goes with Kevin's point. So what actions can we take to alleviate these kind of things? And then what I want to do is just flip that upside down there and say, okay, not necessarily frustration, do that for sure. Now let's back up into state of ideal. And then what I would assign as homework discussion for everyone here is say four things, okay? Number one, what is the most important way in which I contribute to our success on a daily basis, right? Now, if you're with patients, all of you are with patients. So like if you're running patient clinical appointments, so like in every patient appointment, but as a collaborative team, myself, what is the most valuable way in which I contribute to the overall good? Because it's very usual that we get stuck in thinking about our role, our tasks, our stuff, and we forget about how all that weaves together into one integrated fashion, which that's, again, the whole theme of this call. The second step is, okay, and then what do I own, right, as outcome? So contribution could be responsibilities, actions, you know, moving the patient through the pathway to health, screening properly on the phone. But then what is the thing that I tangibly own that ties into number three that I could report on? This is the outcome I own. How can I report to my team on this? Where is it at? How did we do? What's the future look like? Now, this might be easy if we're in charge of scheduling. We're value-based. Kevin's point of anchors. Here's where anchors available. If we're clinical lead, maybe it's lab cases, treatment coordinator. If it's hygiene, maybe it's my diagnostic opportunity in the next 30 days. Maybe it's certain metrics on procedures. So how do I contribute to overall success? Get clarity there. Okay, and what do I own as outcome, okay, with my patients? What can I report on to my team? And then lastly, what do I need from others? How can other people help you? What information, what support, what communication? What do you need from your team to help you do all the other stuff? One, two, three. And if you each assess this piece, you're going to take preparation, visualization, accountability to a whole new level. You're going to take Kevin's theme for today, which he said beautifully, leveling up our communication and creating and executing on disciplined days. And that's what it is, okay? The discipline of the consistent high-level behavior and execution. So contribution, owning outcomes, reporting to everyone, okay? And what do you need from other people to help you succeed. Kevin, I'll let you close this out right up here on the minute.
Sounds good. Thanks, Scott. And thanks for bringing it in from the forward-thinking part of this, too, because if we are looking at solving frustrations, challenges, problems that we have in conjunction with being forward-thinking, state of ideal, how do we create the best of the best, when you combine those two together, it becomes super powerful, and it gives you the opportunity to actually bring to life what it is that you would like. And in the spirit of, we got a lot of Jocko Willink fans out there. You know, he wrote this thing, book called Discipline Equals Freedom, the Field Manual, and he says, the way of discipline, there is no easy way, there must be discipline. The way is discipline. And that's where it all begins. So if we all take accountability for ourselves, prepare a plan for the day, it gives us the chance to be able to focus on the three elements, the four pillars, all these different kind of things that we say, and you are continuing to create the most incredible dental or specialty practice on the planet, which you can be proud of because you're getting people happy, healthy, functional, beautiful, whatever you want to insert in there, and you can feel good about the work that you're doing. Scott, if you're still there, last final goodbye.
Oh, no, listen, I had a quote today, Kevin, that says, success is the sum of small efforts repeated day in and day out. And this is, at the end of the day, the perfect quote for where we are and what we've talked about. So thanks, everybody. Keep up the great work. This is the second half of the year. This is the new year inside of the current year. So you got a whole nother half to better your best, to double down, to make magic happen. So go get them.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks for being here. And thanks for everybody who's listened in. Go back, listen again. Take great notes. Most importantly, put it into motion. Create your destiny. That's what we're all about. So thank you, everyone, for listening in on the latest episode of the Dental Success Today Practice Profit Accelerator Podcast. Have a wonderful month, and we'll talk to you again soon.